Hello.
Hello, my name is Lisa. I'm calling with Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about this. Do you live
What was your name again?
My name is Liz, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Do you live
okay.
in Phoenix, Arizona?
Do I live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Yeah, you called me here.
Generally speaking, do you feel that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction or on the wrong direction?
I don't know. I guess right direction, I guess, for growing. I just don't like all the people. I was born and raised here.
I'd like to ask you some questions about Lavine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mount Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Hyla River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where Lavine area is again?
No, I was born and raised here.
Okay, thank you.
In Lavine. Now,
in what year were you born?
1960.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black? Asian or another race?
I don't look at anything that way. Everybody's people to me. I try not to go there.
Overall,
but
I am
a white male.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Well, it's all excellent, of course.
Thank you. And next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Lavine. Please rate each of these items on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would be very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number between 1 and 5. The higher number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Lavine. More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
I don't know how they could be any more affordable. They're all new houses here.
Okay, so on a scale from 1 to 5, what do you think it would be?
Two.
Two, okay. More parks and recreational opportunities.
No, we have plenty of parks and stuff.
Okay, on a scale from 1 to 5, how...
Oh, I'm sorry. I would say it's a 4.
Okay. More shops and retail stores or more commercial spaces for businesses?
Right now it's a 4, but they're building everything over here.
On a scale from 1 to 5, sir, how do you
4.
Think it would improve? Thank you.
4.
Better public transportation options.
I don't know, it's a 3.
Okay. More dining and entertainment options.
Yeah, I give it a 3.
Better streets and road maintenance.
That's actually pretty good. They're all new roads. A 5, I guess.
And more good paying jobs.
I'm retired. There's lots of jobs.
Okay, on a scale
from 5, a 4. There's lots of jobs around here.
Thank you. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for a job, retire, a student, or homemaker?
I'm retired.
Thank you. Thinking about business in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of business that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavine?
No, we don't have many of those jobs down here.
Okay,
this is all housing.
Too many, to few or about the right amount?
Like too many. I don't want all that stuff down here.
And when you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trade, warehouses,
too many.
Okay. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each one, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Would you like to see more of grocery stores and supermarkets?
No.
Okay. What about dollar stores and discount chains?
No, there's plenty of those too.
Okay. What about restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
I always like more bars. More bars is good anywhere. I don't care where you're at.
Okay, so would you like to, is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, strongly. More bars, yeah.
What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
We've got all that stuff.
Would you like to see them, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes. Yes, happy.
Okay, what about doctor's office and hospitals?
There's lots of them everywhere right here.
Would you like to see more of them, yes or no?
Yes. It's always good to have more hospitals.
Yes.
So.
Strongly or yes?
Yes.
Somewhat?
Yes.
Is that strongly. A yes strongly? Okay, thank you. Now, sir, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
There's certain restaurants I'd like to see here.
What kind of restaurants?
I wouldn't mind a Red Lobster. I wouldn't mind an Arby's. I wouldn't mind a Del Taco. I wouldn't mind a Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that all?
Yeah. I could go on and on. So.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home?
Because you know,
affordability, a very big problem.
I really don't know the answer to that because I've lived in the same house for 30 years. I don't know how much
what
to
about,
pay for it.
Okay, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each one, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
Okay. What about housing options for seniors?
Yeah, that would be fine, yes.
Yes, strongly or yes, somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. What about townhouses or attached homes?
I guess yes.
Yes, strongly or yes, somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about single family detached homes?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20, or more than 20 years?
63 years.
Okay, thank you. Now, and do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own my home.
Thank you. Now, thank you for staying with me. We're almost done.
Yeah,
I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options.
Did you say you were going to propose to me?
No, I'm going to read you some proposals to address.
Oh, just a name. I'm flattered.
Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each proposal. So the first one is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartments and buildings. Do you favor or oppose?
No. Apartments aren't good everywhere. They're about to build a whole bunch of them. I oppose.
Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhouses, duplexes, and triplexes?
Well, Sugar, I'm going to tell you right now, there's no place left to build houses.
Okay.
There's no place left.
For this proposal, do you favor or oppose?
No, I oppose, because there's no
strongly
place to build houses.
What?
Oh, strongly.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
No, strongly.
Okay. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
I guess that's fine, I guess.
Strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat favor.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
I don't know how that would work. I'm opposed, I guess.
Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat. I don't really know how that works.
And the last one is repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Well, we got to have parking lots, Sugar.
Okay,
so I'd say no. That would be not a good thing.
Strongly?
No, strongly. No, strongly.
Thank you. Finally, I'd like to ask you some questions for statistical purposes.
Again?
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Last year of schooling?
Yeah.
High school.
High school. Okay.
I got through high school.
What is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000. 25 to 50,000.
Less than 25,000.
Okay, and finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, may I please have your first name?
Now, try that again. I didn't understand you.
Okay, what is your first name?
My name is John.
Okay, thank you so much. That concludes with our survey. I thank you for your time and patience, and
yes.
I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes, you sound like you're a real cutie. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, so you too. Bye-bye.